question any further. What alternatives do I have? Everyone is entitled to his own opinion. There are always two sides to everything. We have opposite views on this. Please forgive me, I didn't mean to start an argument. I must know your opinion. Do you agree with me? What point are you trying to make? Our views are not so far apart after all. We should be able to resolve our differences. Now, repeat. You have your point of view and I have mine. You approach it in a different way than I do. I won't argue with you, but I think you're being unfair. That's a liberal point of view. He seems to have a lot of strange ideas. I don't see any point in discussing the question any further. What alternatives do I have? Everyone is entitled to his own opinion. There are always two sides to everything. We have opposite views on this. Please forgive me, I didn't mean to start an argument. I must know your opinion. Do you agree with me? What point are you trying to make? Our views are not so far apart after all. We should be able to resolve our differences. Intonation. Listen and repeat. You have your point of view and I have mine. You approach it in a different way than I do. I won't argue with you, but I think you're being unfair. That's a liberal point of view. He seems to have a lot of strange ideas. I don't see any point in discussing the question any further. What alternatives do I have? Everyone is entitled to his own opinion. There are always two sides to everything. We have opposite views on this. Please forgive me, I didn't mean to start an argument. I must know your opinion. Do you agree with me? What point are you trying to make? Our views are not so far apart after all. We should be able to resolve our differences. Verb study. Listen. 1. Approach. You approach it in a different way than I do.
She approaches everything in a peculiar way.
When you approached the house, did you notice anything different?
We're approaching the river now.
2. Argue. Discuss. I won't argue with you, but I think you're being unfair.
She always argues about everything.
Why are you arguing with me now?
He argued with me for 2 hours last night.
I don't see any point in discussing the question any further.
He discusses most of his problems with me.
Have you ever discussed this with anybody else? 3. Be entitled to. Everyone is entitled to his own opinion.
She's entitled to have her own opinion, isn't she?
They were entitled to have their own opinion. 4. Forgive. Please forgive me.
I've already forgiven you.
I hope he forgives me. I didn't mean to start an argument. 5. Mean to. I didn't mean to start an argument.
I haven't meant to bother you.
So you think she means to start an argument?
I've been meaning to call you, but I've been busy.
6. Agree. I must know your opinion. Do you agree with me?
She agrees with me most of the time.
He agreed with me at first, then he changed his mind.
I'm agreeing with you now, but I may change my mind later.
7. Resolve. We should be able to resolve our differences.
They resolved their differences and became good friends again.
How did he resolve his problem?
I resolved not to start any arguments.
Now, repeat. 1. Approach. You approach it in a different way than I do.
She approaches everything in a peculiar way.
When you approached the house, did you notice anything different?
We're approaching the river now.
2. Argue. Discuss. I won't argue with you, but I think you're being unfair.
She always argues about everything.
Why are you arguing with me now?
He argued with me for 2 hours last night.
I don't see any point in discussing the question any further.
He discusses most of his problems with me.
Have you ever discussed this with anybody else? 3. Be entitled to. Everyone is entitled to his own opinion.
She's entitled to have her own opinion, isn't she?
They were entitled to have their own opinion. 4. Forgive. Please forgive me.
I've already forgiven you.
I hope he forgives me. I didn't mean to start an argument. 5. Mean to. I didn't mean to start an argument.
I haven't meant to bother you.
So you think she means to start an argument?
I've been meaning to call you, but I've been busy.
6. Agree. I must know your opinion. Do you agree with me?
She agrees with me most of the time.
He agreed with me at first, then he changed his mind.
I'm agreeing with you now, but I may change my mind later.
Seven. Resolve. We should be able to resolve our differences.
They resolved their differences and became good friends again.
How did he resolve his problem?
I resolved not to start any arguments.
Now, review the base sentences from Unit 3. Listen and repeat. What are you going to wear today? I'm going to wear my blue suit. Is that all right? I have two suits to send to the cleaners. I have some shirts to send to the laundry. You ought to have that coat cleaned and pressed. I've got to get this shirt washed and ironed. All my suits are dirty. I don't have anything to wear. You'd better wear a light jacket. It's chilly today. This dress doesn't fit me anymore. I guess I've outgrown this pair of trousers. These shoes are worn out. They've lasted a long time. I can't fasten this collar button. Why don't you get dressed now? Put on your work clothes. My brother came in, changed his clothes, and went out again. I didn't notice you were wearing your new hat. Now, review the base sentences from Unit 4. Listen and repeat. You have your point of view, and I have mine. You approach it in a different way than I do. I won't argue with you, but I think you're being unfair. That's a liberal point of view. He seems to have a lot of strange ideas. I don't see any point in discussing the question any further. What alternatives do I have? Everyone is entitled to his own opinion. There are always two sides to everything. We have opposite views on this. Please forgive me. I didn't mean to start an argument. I must know your opinion. Do you agree with me? What point are you trying to make? Our views are not so far apart after all. We should be able to resolve our differences. This is the end of Tape 4A, Book 5, English 900. English 900, Book 5, Tape 4B, Substitution Drills. 1. Listen. You have your point of view, and I have mine.
You have your viewpoint, and I have mine.
You have your belief, and I have mine.
You have your opinion, and I have mine.
You have your ideas, and I have mine. Now, repeat. You have your point of view and I have mine.
You have your viewpoint and I have mine.
You have your belief and I have mine.
You have your opinion and I have mine.
You have your ideas and I have mine. 2. Listen. You approach it in a different way than I do.
You view it in a different way than I do.
You look at it in a different way than I do.
You conceive of it in a different way than I do.
You visualize it in a different way than I do. Now, repeat. You approach it in a different way than I do.
You view it in a different way than I do.
You look at it in a different way than I do.
You conceive of it in a different way than I do.
You visualize it in a different way than I do. 3. Listen. Are you being fair? Have you listened to both sides of the question?
Are you being fair? Have you considered both sides of the question?
Are you being fair? Have you thought over both sides of the question? Now, repeat. Are you being fair? Have you listened to both sides of the question?
Are you being fair? Have you considered both sides of the question?
Are you being fair? Have you thought over both sides of the question? Listen, I won't argue with you, but I think you're being unfair.
I won't argue with you, but I think you're being stubborn.
I won't argue with you, but I think you're being narrow-minded.
I won't argue with you, but I think you're being impractical.
I won't argue with you, but I think you're being childish. Now, repeat. I won't argue with you, but I think you're being unfair.
I won't argue with you, but I think you're being stubborn.
I won't argue with you, but I think you're being narrow-minded.
I won't argue with you, but I think you're being impractical.
I won't argue with you, but I think you're being childish. 5. Listen. That's a liberal point of view.
That's a conservative point of view.
That's a radical point of view.
That's a selfish point of view.
That's a narrow point of view. Now, repeat. That's a liberal point of view.
That's a conservative point of view.
That's a radical point of view.
That's a selfish point of view.
That's a narrow point of view. 6. Listen. He seems to have a lot of strange ideas.
He seems to have a lot of funny ideas.
He seems to have a lot of peculiar ideas.
He seems to have a lot of bright ideas.
He seems to have a lot of clever ideas.
He seems to have a lot of practical ideas.
Now, repeat. He seems to have a lot of strange ideas.
He seems to have a lot of funny ideas.
He seems to have a lot of peculiar ideas.
He seems to have a lot of bright ideas.
He seems to have a lot of clever ideas.
He seems to have a lot of practical ideas.
Seven. Listen. I don't see any point in discussing the question any further.
I don't see any point in considering the question any further.
I don't see any point in arguing the question any further.
I don't see any point in debating the question any further.
Now, repeat. I don't see any point in discussing the question any further.
I don't see any point in considering the question any further.
I don't see any point in arguing the question any further.
I don't see any point in debating the question any further.
Eight. Listen. What alternatives do I have?
What choice do I have?
What other choice do I have? Now, repeat. What alternatives do I have?
What choice do I have?
What other choice do I have? 9. Listen. Everyone is entitled to his own opinion.
Everyone has a right to his own opinion.
Everyone deserves the right to his own opinion. Now, repeat. Everyone is entitled to his own opinion.
Everyone has a right to his own opinion.
Everyone deserves the right to his own opinion. 10. Listen. There are always two sides to everything.
There are always two sides to every argument.
There are always several different points of view.
There are always differences in people's viewpoints.
Now, repeat. There are always two sides to everything.
There are always two sides to every argument.
There are always several different points of view.
There are always differences in people's viewpoints.
11. Listen. We have opposite views on this.
We have conflicting views on this.
We have widely different views on this.
We have opposing views on this.
Now, repeat. We have opposite views on this.
We have conflicting views on this.
We have widely different views on this.
We have opposing views on this.
12. Listen. Please forgive me. I didn't mean to start an argument.
Please forgive me. I didn't mean to start a long discussion.
Please forgive me. I didn't mean to start a debate.
Please forgive me. I didn't mean to start a quarrel.
Please forgive me. I didn't mean to start a conflict.
Please forgive me. I didn't mean to start a fight.
Please forgive me. I didn't mean to start a riot.
Please forgive me. I didn't mean to start a revolution.
Now, repeat. Please forgive me. I didn't mean to start an argument.
Please forgive me. I didn't mean to start a long discussion.
Please forgive me. I didn't mean to start a debate.
Please forgive me. I didn't mean to start a quarrel.
Please forgive me. I didn't mean to start a conflict.
Please forgive me. I didn't mean to start a fight.
Please forgive me. I didn't mean to start a riot.
Please forgive me. I didn't mean to start a revolution.
Thirteen. Listen. I must know your opinion. Do you agree with me?
I must know your opinion. Are you on my side?
I must know your opinion. Do you disagree with me?
I must know your opinion. Are you against me?
I must know your opinion. Are you for or against me?
I must know your opinion. Are you in agreement with me?
I must know your opinion. Do you more or less agree with me? Now, repeat. I must know your opinion. Do you agree with me?
I must know your opinion. Are you on my side?
I must know your opinion. Do you disagree with me?
I must know your opinion. Are you against me?
I must know your opinion. Are you for or against me?
I must know your opinion. Are you in agreement with me?
I must know your opinion. Do you more or less agree with me? Listen. What point are you trying to make?
What point are you trying to prove?
What point are you trying to get across?
What point are you trying to put across?
Now, repeat. What point are you trying to make?
What point are you trying to prove?
What point are you trying to get across?
What point are you trying to put across?
15. Listen. Our views are not so far apart after all.
Our views are not so close together after all.
Our views are not so much alike after all.
Our views are not so widely different after all.
Now, repeat. Our views are not so far apart after all.
Our views are not so close together after all.
Our views are not so much alike after all.
Our views are not so widely different after all.
Listen. We should be able to resolve our differences.
We should be able to settle our differences.
We should be able to reconcile our differences.
We should be able to discuss our differences.
We should be able to talk about our differences. Now, repeat. We should be able to resolve our differences.
We should be able to settle our differences.
We should be able to reconcile our differences.
We should be able to discuss our differences.
We should be able to talk about our differences. Listen. The debate was fair. Each opponent had a chance to speak.
The debate was fair. Each opponent had a chance to present his argument.
The debate was fair. Each opponent had a chance to answer all questions.
The debate was fair. Each opponent had a chance to present his point of view.
Now, repeat. The debate was fair. Each opponent had a chance to speak.
The debate was fair. Each opponent had a chance to present his argument.
The debate was fair. Each opponent had a chance to answer all questions.
The debate was fair. Each opponent had... Each opponent had a chance to present his argument.
The debate was fair. Each opponent had a chance to answer all questions.
The debate was fair. Each opponent had a chance to present his point of view.
Now, repeat. The debate was fair. Each opponent had a chance to speak.
The debate was fair. Each opponent had a chance to present his argument.
The debate was fair. Each opponent had a chance to answer all questions.
The debate was fair. Each opponent had a chance to present his point of view.
This is the end of Tape 4B, Book 5, English 900. English 900, Book 5, Tape 4C, Conversation, Discussing Different Points of View. Listen, do you mean to tell me you don't care for modern art, not any of it?
That's right. I don't understand it and I don't like it.
That's a very narrow-minded viewpoint. If you don't understand it, how can you say that you don't like it?
Perhaps I am a little conservative. I just can't imagine that the modern artist is really serious.
I won't argue with you, but I think you're being unfair. The modern artist has a different approach to his work than the more traditional artist.
Are you trying to tell me that these peculiar paintings mean anything? A child could paint better than that.
I guess there's no point in discussing the matter any further. You have your opinion, and I have mine.
I agree there are two sides to everything, but this time I see only one of them.
Well, I'm attempting to explain that the modern artist is trying to get across his personal feelings about the world around him.
Then he should keep his feelings to himself.
Now, repeat. Do you mean to tell me you don't care for modern art, not any of it?
That's right. I don't understand it and I don't like it.
That's a very narrow-minded viewpoint. If you don't understand it, how can you say that you don't like it?
Perhaps I am a little conservative. I just can't imagine that the modern artist is really serious.
I won't argue with you, but I think you're being unfair. The modern artist has a different approach to his work than the more traditional artist.
Are you trying to tell me that these peculiar paintings mean anything? A child could paint better than that.
I guess there's no point in discussing the matter any further. You have your opinion, and I have mine.
I agree there are two sides to everything, but this time I see only one of them.
Well, I'm attempting to explain that the modern artist is trying to get across his personal feelings about the world around him.
Then he should keep his feelings to himself.
Now, you say Joan's part. Do you mean to tell me you don't care for modern art? Not any of it? That's a very narrow-minded viewpoint. If you don't understand it, how can you say that you don't like it? I won't argue with you, but I think you're being unfair. The modern artist has a different approach to his work than the more traditional artist. I I guess there's no point in discussing the matter any further. You have your opinion, and I have mine. Well, I'm attempting to explain that the modern artist is trying to get across his personal feelings about the world around him. Now, you say Fred's part.
That's right. I don't understand it, and I don't like it. Perhaps I am a little conservative. I just can't imagine that the modern artist is really serious. Are you trying to tell me that these peculiar paintings mean anything? A child could paint better than that. I agree there are two sides to everything, but this time I see only one of them. Then he should keep his feelings to himself.
Now, listen again. Do you mean to tell me you don't care for modern art? Not any of it?
That's right. I don't understand it, and I don't like it.
That's a very narrow-minded viewpoint. If you don't understand it, how can you say that you don't like it?
Perhaps I am a little conservative. I just can't imagine that the modern artist is really serious.
I won't argue with you, but I think you're being unfair. The modern artist has a different approach to his work than the more traditional artist.
Are you trying to tell me that these peculiar paintings mean anything? A child could paint better than that.
I guess there's no point in discussing the matter any further. You have your opinion, and I have mine.
I agree there are two sides to everything, but this time I see only one of them.
Well, I'm attempting to explain that the modern artist is trying to get across his personal feelings about the world around him.
Then he should keep his feelings to himself. Participation drills. Drill 1. Listen and repeat.
Doesn't he have strange ideas?
Not really. They don't seem so strange to me.
Doesn't he have funny ideas?
Not really. They don't seem so funny to me.
Doesn't he have peculiar ideas?
Not really. They don't seem so peculiar to me.
Doesn't he have bright ideas?
Not really. They don't seem so bright to me.
Doesn't he have clever ideas?
Not really. They don't seem so clever to me.
Doesn't he have practical ideas?
Not really. They don't seem so practical to me. Drill 2. Listen and repeat.
Don't you see my point of view?
Certainly. Of course I see your point of view.
Don't you see my view?
Certainly. Of course I see your view.
Don't you see my argument?
Certainly. Of course I see your argument.
Don't you see my problem?
Certainly. Of course I see your problem.
Don't you see my side of the argument?
Certainly. Of course I see your side of the argument. Exercises. Exercise 1. Listen and repeat.
Viewpoints.
We do not agree. We have conflicting viewpoints.
agreement.
Our points of view are close together. We are more or less in agreement.
Conservatives.
The liberals' opinion did not agree with the conservatives.
Side.
I must know if you're on my side.
Argument.
You are entitled to your opinion. I do not wish to start an argument.
Conflict.
If you agree with me, there is no reason for a conflict. Exercise 2. Listen and repeat. You have your opinion, and they have theirs.
The speaker had his point of view, and I had mine.
Just as you have a right to your ideas, we have a right to ours.
I presented my belief, and he presented his.
If you'll think about my viewpoint, I'll consider yours.
The man and woman were able to settle their quarrel, but his views were different from hers.
We are entitled to our own opinions.
They finally resolved their differences.
She presented her point of view.
I have my own ideas.
You've already presented your view, haven't you? Exercise 3. Listen and repeat. What is John's point of view?
I learned what John's point of view is.
Why are they arguing?
I don't understand why they're arguing.
How many answers are there to this question?
I can't say how many answers there are to this question.
What point are you trying to prove?
Please explain what point you're trying to prove.
What is the discussion all about?
I would like to know what the discussion is all about.
How long has this conflict been going on?
I can't imagine how long this conflict has been going on.
Who is the speaker?
Please tell me who the speaker is.
Why is he so narrow-minded?
I found out why he's so narrow-minded.
What is a radical?
I don't know what a radical is.
What did the speaker say about revolution?
Please repeat what the speaker said about revolution.
Exercise 4. Listen and repeat. He explained his point of view to me.
I'm going to ask him for some practical arguments.
I asked my opponent for his opinion.
The teacher told us about the revolution in ideas.
I talked over our differences with him.
He tried to put his peculiar viewpoint across to me.
The conservative student debated the question with the liberal.
The teacher gave him alternative answers to the question.
The speaker couldn't give us answers to our questions. I asked my opponent for proof of his strange statements. This is the end of tape 4C, book 5, English 900.
Thank you. Yeah.